This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
My son is an idiot.
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
What is Colorado Rock?
Okay, we apologize.
Space Force.
Yeah.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
I would crush you.
Hoo-wee.
Germany's a great city.
Welcome to the club.
Expired.
What was that from again?
That's Ichiro.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't that weird that that's him?
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound like him.
Expired.
Yeah, that was Ichiro. Yeah, that was the...
Expired.
Yeah, you're talking about the invitation to the writer. Funny how many times you hear a drop and how quickly you're like, wait, where was that from again? Oh, it kind of blends together after a while.
Sounds like he's singing Monster Mash.
Expired.
It really does.
Expired. Monster Mash.
Boy, I'll tell you right now, how much would it slap if Ichiro cut?
I need that cover.
If Ichiro cut a version of the Monster Mash. It's insane. Are you kidding me right now? And by the way, the Japanese love karaoke.
Yeah.
When you go to Japan, they have karaoke rooms that you rent out, just individuals. You get a Japanese person near a karaoke mic, it's on. And we need Ichiro. Someone close to Ichiro needs to be like, dude, we're going karaoke. And by the way, you're doing the Monster Mash. Dude, that would immediately go on my playlist.
Have you been to downtown Portland? The one that, it's like that. They have, it's like this big space where you can rent out your own individual rooms.
I have not.
I think it's, what is it called? Voice Box?
Oh, same sort of premise. I have to be... The level of drunk I have to be in order to karaoke. Now, you get me a little tipsy, I'll sing at a bar. I'll sing along with a nice crowd. But to actually want to get up and grab a microphone, that is a level of drunk that very rarely am I going to get.
Well, Voice Box, it's only you and your friends.
Oh, yeah.
So you, there's no, I mean,
you get little rooms.
The server, yeah. Have you been there?
No, but I've been to a place that does that style.
It's pretty fun because it's like,
it's just you and your friends.
And it's super loud. Sure. It's really, you're not really even singing. It's just
But I would
You are, but it's just, I don't know. It's
more like a sing-along than it is a karaoke.
Yes, it's different than karaoke.
Because it wouldn't even be, it wouldn't be the idea of singing in front of other people. I mean, I don't care. It's just, there's nothing in me that would be like, I need this microphone. There's a certain type of person that karaoke's, like, I don't need to be the center of a bar room, like, look at me, because I'm not a good singer. I'm not off bringing anything to the crowd, and I don't need the attention on me. So it wouldn't be a matter of an embarrassment thing. I just can't really think of... I bet you in my entire life, I think I've done karaoke twice.
I like the music I like.
And that was when it was just... You're just so drunk.
For some people, it's just...
Yeah, it's fun.
Just fun?
Yeah.
Letting their hair down, as it were. But you don't have any, so...
I don't. One of the best karaoke performances I ever saw was a absolute ripped Dusty the Fan Manhara doing... He did a Friends in Low Places karaoke, and he was great. He
brought one of my go-tos.
He was fantastic. Well, which again, half of karaoke, it's the song.
It's the song choice. I know 100%. I don't have any range, so I have to do something that's low and kind of stays down there. Like Friends in Low Places is one. Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash is another. There
you go. And the other good one is when you get Friends in Low Places, everyone, again, this goes back to your point about the room, everyone sings it together.
Exactly.
You've taken the onus off you and you've brought it to
the... There's a lot of songs like that, but you're right. It's like... Yeah. Yeah, Don't Stop Believin' is another one like that.
But that's a hard song. That's
It is, but everyone will belt it out.
You'll get help.
So you don't
Neil Diamond, I'm guessing the...
Sweet Caroline.
I'm guessing that might be... Is that the number one karaoke song?
I don't know.
I'm going to get a list for you.
I see your fingers moving. I bet you're going to tell us.
Absolutely. Well, there has to be... Are we going...
I've got a top 10 from Billboard.
The most popular karaoke songs?
Top 100 karaoke songs according to Billboard.
Well, this is according to AI, just the quickest. And they are saying Bohemian Rhapsody. Makes sense. Yeah. Sweet Caroline. Mm-hmm. Living on a Prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dancing Queen. I Want It That Way. Backstreet Boys.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
And I will admit that this is probably the best song that I loathe. I cannot stand it. Mr. Brightside.
That's a sing-along jam, though.
Yeah, it is. I can't.
So Billboard Music has Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman, number one.
Well, I could see that.
Followed by Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way, number two.
I'll tell you what, if you had me drunk in karaoke, I might pick Man,
I Feel Like a Woman.
I kind of want to go sing. I'll head down to the Alibi, which is a great karaoke bar. I might go do Shania Twain tonight. Maybe who's bed of the, what is it?
Whose bed have the boots been under? Dude, she's great.
Yeah.
I love Shania.
You've got Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. You've got Bohemian Rhapsody at four. They've got, the Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper Shallow at number five.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know at six.
Ugh.
Nicki Minaj, Super Bass at seven. Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places, eight. Total Eclipse of the Heart.
The last thing
Bonnie
I need
Tyler,
is someone other than Alanis Morissette yelling that into a microphone. Yeah, I don't know.
What was your last one there?
Nine was Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, yeah. Only if you do the Dan Band version.
That's a jam.
The dirty one.
And then number 10 was Brandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine.
I feel like Total Eclipse of the Heart is a hard one, though, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. You gotta go high and loud.
But you know what I mean? When you go to karaoke... You always have the people that are actually there to
showcase their skills.
Yes, and they take it seriously. You're like, dude, settle down, man. You're in an Irish bar and everyone's drunk. Like, no one cares. They actually think they're putting on a performance, and that, you know,
especially when they pick something mellow and somber, and you're like, I get that you can do this, but you're kind of a buzzkill here, pal.
I understand,
but I think a lot of people enjoy seeing good karaoke performances.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there are places for that, and there are places that clearly aren't. I don't know.
Oh. So you're saying if you are at a bad karaoke, like where just everyone's bad,
if you're at a place where everyone's
good,
sloppy, and it's
and,
like, it's
and
just
you're
loud and
good,
raucous,
you shouldn't sing?
I'm not saying that, but I think you read the room a little bit with what you sing.
Or, yeah, exactly. Like, if you're a great singer, cool, but don't sing...
I was at a place once and a guy sang Danny Boy, like the Irish song, and exactly. I like, and it meant something to him clearly, but I'm like, dude, this doesn't work here at all.
Again, if I'm over at yours and you decide that you're gonna stand up and sing, I don't know, like you said, like a few, like you're gonna sing Ave Maria,
yeah.
Sit your ass down. Now, if you're a great singer and you want to belt out again Bohemian Rhapsody, you want to go Freddie Mercury and you got a great voice, bring the house down. But realize, like, we're all getting drunk, and we're just here to have a good time. This is not your launch to stardom. Let's just...
Yeah, this is an American Idol.
It's the same guy that when you're at the 24-hour fitness, and that dude thinks that the Blazers are going to come calling. Or softball guy. That's like, hey, man, I play hard. I'm breaking up the double play.
If it weren't for that high school knee injury, I would have been a pro.
It's the same archetype. If you slide while playing softball, you take karaoke too seriously, and we all think you're an ass. It's true. Lighten up, Francis. Chris Isaac's Wicked Game. No, it's not a good one. That's what I'm saying.
What a wicked game.
No one wants to hear a wicked game.
I don't think that's a good karaoke
Celine
song.
Dion, It's All Coming Back to Be Now.
Piano Man would be a good one.
Aretha, Respect.
Jack and Diane coming in on the
text I could
line.
See that.
Little Diddy.
And as someone points out, I'm going to go do karaoke, and it's just going to be gay anthems. I'm doing Rain and Men. Hallelujah, it's raining. I'm going to do exclusively erotic male songs.
That's number 21 on the Billboard list.
What, Raining Men?
Yep.
Love it.
Yeah.
YMCA.
All right.
You see where the lead singer of the Village People, I don't know if he's the lead singer, but the cop, he tried to claim that isn't a gay anthem.
No.
Well, it's been adopted now by Trump.
Okay.
And so now the YMCA guy's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not a gay anthem. Dude, it's been a gay anthem for like 50 years.
They were a serious band. All right. Audio up next is AI RFK.
Yes.
And
this is amazing.
We've lost another 70s and 80s icon.
Yeah, another hot has gone.
Yep. So that's coming up on The Fan. Well, RFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., is the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Of course he is.
And he has now been AI'd, as we all have been AI'd at some point or another, it seems like, at this point.
Yeah.
This one over the flap in the WNBA that people keep throwing sex toys onto the court.
Yes. There is twice now that a green male phallic apparatus has been thrown on the court. And this last one, the reaction, you should watch the video of it because the ref kicks it off the court. And the guy who's in charge of picking it up, he acts as if someone has thrown a hand grenade at him. Because to be fair, when someone does throw a sex toy, I'm guessing that's probably not, you don't want it to touch you. I would like to believe this is an unused sex toy, but I guess you can't take that chance.
You never know.
You never know. But this is twice now, and so this is a big nail. The WNBA is claiming that this is outrageous and will not stand, and they will get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, Sophie Cunningham came out and said she was pleading with fans to stop.
And by stop, I mean please keep doing this because it's hilarious.
So here is AI RFK on the subject.
It's a circus in a war zone. I never thought I'd have to address this, but these overgrown behemoth women are just trying to airball free throws and blow layups in peace. The WNBA was never meant to be the UFC, okay? The Sisterhood of Traveling Elbows has been gunning for Caitlin Clark for far too long, and now the league is using mortars to finish the job.
Oh my god.
Everyone thinks it's rogue fans, but the stadiums have mechanized mortars with laser guided targeting systems, and it's the WNBA executives behind it. They want to murder Caitlin Clark and the other gal. Two, sorry, I can't be bothered to learn WNBA player names.
God. Dido mortars?
Laser-guided D mortars.
And what do you say? The Sisterhood of Traveling Elbows?
I also love Caitlin Clark and the other gal. I can't be bothered to learn WNBA player names, which harkens back to the best joke at the ESPYs. Shane Gillis was doing the thing, and he goes, hey, shout out to six-time NBA All-Star whatever. And then he points at the lady, and then like couple seconds later, he goes, I'm just fooling you. That was my buddy's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players.
Because the whole audience applauded her.
His buddy was married to a black gal. And so he was like, yeah, multiple time all-star. Yeah, and the crowd was like, all right, yeah.
Man, the WNBA just getting disrespected.
Catching strays.
Right and
I'm
left.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious.
They're supposed to airball free throws and miss their wide open layups in peace.
Dude, I am against AI because I think it will eventually be the downfall of us all, but that's hilarious. I watched a 60 Minutes piece on AI.
Yeah, my mom was telling me about that from last night. It was last night.
Yeah, it was last night.
Yeah.
Dude, there's what did some...
She...
Your mom had no idea.
Yeah, well, it's not that she had no idea. It's that she couldn't remember to tell me what it said.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, there was a really interesting piece on 60 Minutes last night. I'm like, oh, what'd they say? She's like, I don't know. I can't remember. That's like, the joys of being 82.
Like, yeah.
So what did they say? What's
well, there was a bunch of the most interesting one is they're now, I guess, mapping protein. Used to take like 2 years to map one single protein. It was just an arduous thing. And basically protein is the building block of everything. It's the building block of life. And they are saying now, I'm going to butcher this, but it went from taking years to do one of these that I think they said in a year with AI they had mapped 200 and something proteins. And the guy basically said that he thinks this is going to be the cure for all diseases. And he said this is within like a 10-year window.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, he goes, basically when we don't know how to fix anything because we don't know how everything interacts. And he basically was making the claim that if we can map what your actual cell is and everything involved with it, and then every sort of disease, you know, protein that is goes with this, we are going to be able to cure disease. Not some diseases. He said all, and he thinks that AI is going to power that.
I hope he's right.
And he said it is in the near future. Now again, it's a guy that's involved in AI, but some of the claims that he was making and some of the things that the advancements that AI has been able to do and the speed at which it's doing was like, whoa, it was an eye opener.
Wow. All right. Well, we've got another death.
Yeah.
And this one hits a little close to my home. I know that.
Yeah. Was this part of your childhood?
Well, I was a huge WKRP fan.
Yeah.
I loved that show.
I didn't catch this until a little bit later because my mom would watch the old shows like MASH, and this was one of hers. So I want to say when I was like in my early teens, I was exposed to the greatness that was WKRP.
Yeah, the receptionist on WKRP was Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah.
She has died at the age of 79.
Yes, sir. And she was one of the like the original like sex symbols.
Oh yeah, she was not famous because of WKRP.
No.
She had been famous prior to that in the 70s. As a matter of fact, I was reading today that one of the biggest pinup posters, if not the biggest pinup poster of the 70s, mm-hmm. was her.
Yeah, she was
pre-augmentation, of course.
Course,
because by the end she had ginormous basketballs.
Yeah,
but
she was kind of like a think if to a younger. I mean, like Pamela Anderson at one point was this. She was like the hottest thing,
like Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and when you were our age, the Lonnie Anderson pinup poster was kind of
it was the big thing.
That was the big thing.
They said that. So she was also married to Burt Reynolds.
Yes, and Lonnie and Burt was a big deal.
They were a very big deal. They ended up getting a divorce, but
Burt smacked her around a little bit.
It sounded like it was pretty tumultuous.
Yeah,
but she ended up saying very nice things about him once he passed.
Yeah,
but she apparently demanded. So when she did WKRP, she wasn't going to do it. They wanted her, but she wasn't going to do it until they rewrote it away from the stereotypical dumb blonde receptionist bit.
Yeah,
and if you watch that show, she was not the stereotypical dumb blonde. She was actually like the head cheese guy was a goofball doofus, and she was very competent and I don't know, another adjective to describe her role on that show. But
she just kind of turned, she turned the narrative on its head a little bit.
Yeah,
she was a sharp lady, smart, witty, funny.
And they're saying that she was the one that did that. They wanted to write her in as the stereotypical dumb blonde receptionist, doesn't know anything. And yeah. she said, I'm not playing that. Yeah. You're going to flip the script on that. And she did.
Well, you think about like from like Three's Company and that had the... That certainly was the thing that
Chrissy.
When you, yeah, when you look back at TV shows from that era, the dumb blonde was like the. It was like kind of the equivalent of the crazy neighbor. Every show had a crazy neighbor,
like a comedic crutch that you could just build in.
Yeah, it's a big dumb blonde. Ah, don't think too hard, sugar tease. You know, Larry will take care of everything. One of those. And I love that she stood up for herself.
Well,
and she was an original hot man.
I'm guessing to a lot of you, some of you. I mean, if you're our age or older, you know of Lonnie.
Yeah.
But if you're younger,
yeah, maybe you don't.
She's probably one of those that if you Google image, you'd be like, oh, yeah, her.
Yeah.
She was a big deal back in the day, man.
Yep.
Kind of forgotten about her. She's kind of fallen out of the public eye.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. I don't know what she did in the, you know, later in her career. I don't remember the last thing.
Well, she went and hopefully lived her life.
Yeah. Let's look and see what the last thing she did. 2017, she made a TV movie.
She was a classy dame.
Yeah.
Lonnie Anderson. Rest in peace.
She did A Night at the Roxbury. Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain.
But hey, all those 80s icons are, I mean, they're just dropping like flies.
The third iteration of the Three Ninjas movies? Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're getting old. How old was she? 70?
I don't know, man. She was 79.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Who's next? Anthony Michael Hall?
He was just in Reacher. He's all bloated. He doesn't look like Anthony Michael Hall anymore. He was on the new season of Reacher, and I had to do the... I had to look it up to see if it was Anthony Michael Hall. I was like, is that really him? And I was like, oh, yeah. Because he was like a little skinny... No, man, I remember
yeah,
him
he's
like
skinny
a thin,
little...
No, he went driftwood. He's... Swollen.
Anybody heard from David Hasselhoff lately?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because
he could be
coming.
And he's a bit of a, you know, he's a bit of a drinker and whatnot. That's a good one. Although Hasselhoff's probably not that old. I bet you Hasselhoff's probably what, mid-60s? What old David Hasselhoff is up to?
73.
Okay, well.
Watch out.
It's up there. I bet you there's some hard miles on the old Hoff. Probably a young trophy bride or something. Getting drunk eating those cheeseburgers.
All right, Rod Stewart's under fire.
He is?
Yeah.
No, Rod Stewart, dude.
You seen this?
No. Is this a dumb thing like the Sidney Sweeney? Or did he actually do something?
No. So Rodney
Stewart, huh?
Rodney Sweeney. Rod Stewart is under fire, but should he be? That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
That's right, we do. So, Rod Stewart is under fire. Although, I don't know. See what you think here. I watched the video, and this doesn't bother me.
Okay.
But it may bother you, because you're a ninny.
I just love when, like, the headline is, you know, is, like, the Sydney Sweeney under fire. Is she, or is just a bunch of people being stupid? I don't think she cares.
No, we're trying to make up culture wars.
Yeah, exactly. So this may be another one of those. But
I did see something that is disturbing. After your Rod Stewart thing, I saw something that, again, we should probably just send the nukes now because we're done as a society.
So Stewart was doing a show. He was up there with his bedazzled jeans.
Yeah. If you like my body and you think I'm sexy.
And, you know, I mean, Rod's an icon, but, yeah. I mean, I was listening to this. Listening to him, like, there's a video of it. You can see it. He's playing Forever Young. Okay.
That's a wonderful song, by the way.
It is a wonderful song. But, dude, he sounds... it sounds pretty rough.
I understand.
At any rate, he's doing that. And up on the video board, he is using AI to put together a tribute video to Ozzy Osbourne.
What's wrong with that?
So, well, people didn't like it. So it's showing Ozzy, and it's... So it's AI video of Ozzy taking selfies with, like, Kurt Cobain and Tupac and other artists. There's a bunch of people who have died. Yeah.
Like, cringe or distasteful, people think?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, my God, no, no, no. And then they just keep showing more dead people, and they're like, ah, no, no, not Tupac, nah!
Yeah, he's got one of him and Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Well, all while he's got his bedazzled butt pointing at the crowd, and he's looking up at the video board watching AI while singing a bad version of Forever Young.
Yeah,
it's
that's, you know,
it's not great. But
it's a little weird.
Like, to me, it's I would not... If I were in the audience, that would not... I just wouldn't think twice about that.
I didn't think it was weird.
But apparently, a lot of folks didn't... they didn't like it.
Well, look... Isn't it the most tasteful thing in the world? No.
And why is that?
Well,
is that just because we don't want to show someone who has passed alive? Like, what if it were real footage of Ozzy?
I feel like it's the way it's nuanced. Like, you just have to handle it the right way.
What do you mean?
Well, sorry, the Mets are about ready to come back from a 5-0 disaster and beat the Guardians.
You have to handle what the right way?
Well, okay.
Using all those dead people's images.
It's not your place. Like, what if Michael Jackson's family thinks that Ozzy... Yeah. Look, I was talking to a buddy of mine. He goes, you know, as great as Ozzy Osbourne was, you know, he wasn't Saint Ozzy, right? Like,
right.
So, you know, what if Michael Jackson thought Ozzy Osbourne was a scumbag? What if Ozzy Osbourne thought Michael Jackson was a pedophile? What if Tina Turner or Amy Winehouse? Like, I don't know. Like, if I died... And someone put AI me.
You and Epstein?
Yeah, right? Like,
don't lump me in with a bunch of deads.
Yeah, I can see where that's weird. Like, if you wanted to do a tribute to Ozzy and you wanted a photo of Ozzy up there with, like, you know, in the clouds or whatever, that's one thing. But yeah, I can see where it's a little weird that, like, again, my wife passed away, unfortunately. And I'm not certain I would want someone to be like, Sook, thinking of your missus, here's her with Michael Jackson in heaven. I'd be like, well, that's weird. Like, I don't know. Did they reach out to those people and be like, hey, family, would you like your photo up there with us? It's clunky. It's clunky. But at the same time, can we...
You libs.
Can we ever get to the point where someone...
You're
can
always
just,
offended.
Well, can we ever get to the point where someone just is like, hey, I didn't love that, and then that's it? Why Why does it have to turn into something?
Because everything has to be the best or the worst right now.
Like, if I watched that, if I was at that show, this would have been my reaction. Ooh, that's a little weird.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then that's the end of it. Why do we have to then? It's like people that like, if someone posts something, why then, if you don't like it, why do you have to go into the comments section and be like, you die, you son of a bitch. This is the dumbest thing ever. You know, you can just look at something and be like, hey, it's not for me, and then just let it go. Perhaps.
You shove that. Shove that opinion. I'm mad that you're mad that I'm mad.
The thing that I think should be, like, that you shouldn't be quiet about that is weird. Do you remember Lil Tay?
Lil Tay?
Lil Tay.
No.
The little girl.
Lil.
Yeah. That was like 8 and her mom and dad were forcing her to make like outrageous videos where she was like flashing cash and swearing.
Never heard of her.
I do remember this. Like a little YouTube sensation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a little YouTube sensation. And we did talk about it because then she disappeared for a while and then there was the rumor her brother faked her death. Her family is like effed. Like she's been exploited in the worst possible way. And so she got famous when she was like 8 years old, just this little kid. She turned 18 this weekend, and you know what she did?
OnlyFans?
She went OnlyFans. She made $1 million in 3 hours.
Wow.
On OnlyFans. Which means
must be nice.
Someone that hasn't been seen since she was probably 10 years old. There were enough people waiting around for her to turn 18 that gave her $1 million in a few hours. That...
What's the problem?
What are we... Boy, I knew there were a lot of creeps, but I think OnlyFans has exposed the level of male creepiness. I thought we were better than this. And it turns out
we're... What gave you that impression?
I don't know. Maybe I wanted to have more...
This is a you problem.
I wanted to have more faith in humanity. It was like Bad Baby or whatever, the Catch Me Outside girl. Like, so you just have like these.
How about that?
So you had all these guys that were like, oh, I remember that 8-year-old girl. Ooh, she's legal now. I get to see her naked. Here, take my money. There's that many people out there? Boy. Maybe that whole Epstein thing, there's a reason why apparently no one's going to prison for that.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on What If I Won the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Ooh, Demon Jason Quick. Forgot about that one.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just being pissed off.
What's everybody doing tonight? You guys partying? Big Monday night out in the town?
Only if I find some Armenians.
Busy being upset about the Mets sucking ass.
I told you.
I ate ass. They can't play defense. And they can't score with runners in scoring position.
They're kind of not very good.
I don't want to hear that.
I hate to tell you that.
I'm currently angry. It's just like that. They're down 5-0. Come back. Tie at 5-5. Two men on with like one or maybe nobody out in the ninth. Can't get the run across. And then a awesome error leads to two Guardian runs in the 10th, which is the most Mets thing ever.
Why are you going there?
And now I'm back to hating this team.
Well, they haven't lost yet. Remember, the Spiders don't have Class A.
No. But
so they'll probably come back and win. And then everybody will think the Mets are good again, and they're not.
Not happy right now. This is ruining my evening. I was all excited for the big
You're going comeback. To do karaoke tonight, weren't you?
Absolutely. I was going to head to Alibi and sing Barbie Girl.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum. Rip a little Shania.
Yeah. Yeah, the Shania Twain might be the way to go. The bar I drink at doesn't have karaoke. We do have a Touch Tunes, except the head bartender, he turns off songs that he doesn't like, which I find to be kind of bush league.
I respect it.
Do you have to pay for the tunes?
Yeah, to pay for
just like a jukebox.
And he vetoes them?
Well, we often troll him. He he has something against Creed and Nickelback, and we do tend to spam Creed and Nickelback.
Yeah, he's tired of your bits.
Yeah, he's tired of it. So he will skip the songs, or sometimes he just, if it gets too out of control, he will just turn off the access to the Touch Tunes. He can be a real pill.
So what is Touch Tunes? Is that like the old jukebox?
Yeah.
It's the new jukebox.
You
can get an app and you can buy credits and you can just you can play songs on the jukebox or at your bar from your phone. You don't need to actually go to the jukebox.
So like when I'm at home and I know that he's working, you know, hey, maybe you fire off 3-4 Creed songs in a row and see what happens. And it usually results in an angry text. It's worth a couple bucks. And you can pay a little bit more to get it moved to the front of the order, you know. It's a jukebox.
The old jukebox was such a beating. I mean, it was cool because it was the only way you could play music.
Yeah.
That you get to choose, but it was such a, like you had to flip through all the CD. What if they had like hundreds of them and you're like, I don't know, where is that one? And then you got to punch in the number.
Dude, I don't know.
Kids,
about,
it used to be really hard out there.
Dude, I loved it. We would go to the, when I was a kid, we'd go to the Round Table Pizza. At Round Table Pizza, and my mom would bring quarters, and I would go play Double Dragon or Bad Dudes. Those were the two video games they had in the little room. And then I would go over and I'd flip through the jukebox, and you would get like, I think it was 4 plays for a buck.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you give me $5 of quarters, and little fat 10-year-old me was in hog heaven.
No, I think it's great once the music comes on, because then you're like, oh, what else did I play? I can't remember. And then the next song comes on and you're like pleasantly surprised by your own selections.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I did pick this. This song rules.
This song's great. But it's just the process of fishing through all of it. It's like 10 minutes. It's a 10-minute process just to pick your music.
Yeah, it is true.
You're standing there.
And I only have the dollar for the song, so I really do have to pick my 4 songs.
And
carefully.
You're paralyzed. You're like, should I play the Eagles? Should I play the I don't know.
Well, the other thing about this Touch Tunes is it doesn't require the physical discs to be in there, so the library is like infinite.
You can play anything. Yeah, it's just like going on Spotify. You can play pretty much anything you want.
Technology, man.
Although I will tell you, I was a little bothered. Me So Horny, not available.
Why?
Bummer, man.
I don't know. Too
offensive.
I guess. Yeah, I don't remember how one night, but for whatever reason, I sought out Me So Horny and the old 2 Live Crew and was a little disappointed to find not available on TouchTunes. And it's not like a, because there's plenty of you can find vulgarity on different songs, but for whatever reason, 2 Live Crew not on the TouchTunes. Disappointing.
So if I get TouchTunes, just get the app on my phone?
Yeah.
You can look I up just whatever. Play music through it on my phone?
Oh.
No, it's got to go through like a bar or a restaurant that has that.
You have to pick whatever bar, and you can do search near you or search for it specifically. You don't have to be at the bar. So you could, I could play from my phone right now songs at Jerry's.
But it's not a personal music device for you.
No, it's just playing through them.
Just the vehicle for you to choose at the venue.
Yeah. It is literally just
Damn it, I thought I found a loophole.
It's just
free Spotify.
It's just a jukebox. Spotify is free. You just have to listen to some ads. And isn't it like $4 a month?
Yeah, premium's like nothing.
Yeah, dude, it's it is like the cheapest. That might be, in all of the world, Spotify might be, or anything like that, whatever Apple Music service, that might be the best value in the world. For like $6 a month, I get access to basically every song that's ever been written. I mean,
I think it's like $12.
Is it?
I think.
I don't know.
We have a family plan.
Yeah, we have the same thing. So I have no idea how much it costs, but it ain't much. And again, yeah,
they're
every podcast, every song.
They're keeping it under the threshold of making me notice it.
Yes.
Which is good.
That's the key.
Because if I look on my account and happen to see it and it's $27, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
When did that happen?
Yeah. It's like $7-$8. I can't wait.
I think it's 12.
For the family plan.
Well, you know how those things are. It's like you think of them as way lower than they are.
Yeah, you see it. Like,
because when you first start, like I have a storage unit, you know?
Yeah.
Some storage unit stuff in there.
Yeah, $1 dead bodies.
Oh, it started as like $80 a month. I checked the other day, it's $160 a month.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
And yet you still pay it.
Well, I have to. They got me by the balls. What am I going to do, move my stuff? No. So then I go to the wife. I'm like, hey, what do you think about getting that stuff out of the storage unit? She's like, I want it all. Yeah. I'm like, well, there's another $160 down the drain per
every month.
And it's probably going to be $220 by the time I check it again.
You'll check it again in 2 years.
That's why you just don't check
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Put up the blinders.
Take my money.
Expired.
Everybody have a great night. We are back tomorrow, 3-7 on Fanga Night.
Red ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.